Hi, this is Joe Stump, and this is tool number 4 in the gardening program. And I call this tool, Meet Your Team. But before we get into it, let me take you through our journey so far. So far, you've discovered why it is key to tell the impacted 20 why the seller is moving. And you tell the impacted 20 why the seller is moving in the voice of the seller. It's because we want to shape the narrative. We want to tell our story about why they're moving. And it's a very powerful way for you to be introduced to the impacted 20. Believe me when I say that just listed postcards are very self-serving and they lack any real true empathy for the neighbors. They are for the agent who is cold and impersonal. I like to say it's for the agent who wants to list and just leave the neighborhood. That's not you. You are there to garden and nurture relationship and connection for life. Number 2 is the private open house invitation. Now, this is just pure genius, and it's essential as a part of the gardening process. Now, any resistance that you have to having a private open house is your own pattern of avoidance. And for the sake of your business, and the sake of your family, and for the sake of your seller, break that pattern. Do the work on yourself so you're inspired to genuinely connect with others. And then the third thing was, can you help your neighbor? Oh, this is great. And this is the letter that is making you more visible as a leader. And a leader is a person who gives responsibility to others. And a big part of leadership is to make requests. And this simple letter that we send 3 to 5 instant open house flyers out, showing them how creative you are and encouraging them to help their neighbor. Which leads us to tool number 4. It's meet the team. Now, listen carefully. There are 3 things that all sellers want. Number 1, they want top dollar. Number 2, they want their home sold in a time period that actually works for them. And number 3, they want as little hassle and as little stress as possible. So when you introduce your team to the impacted 20, introduce the team in the context of those 3 things that all sellers want. So here's the letter. I've used Jesse Abanez, good buddy of mine in San Diego, as a model for this letter. Now the headline is, meet the team that is working hard to help the Johnson family do 3 things. Number 1, sell their home for top dollar. Number 2, sell their home in a period of time that works best for them. And number 3, sell their home with the least amount of stress to them. The Greenhouse Group Neighborhood Team. And then I put pictures of all of the team members up. Now keep this as simple as possible. You can see that I have the picture and the name and the title. Keep the title simple. Leader, client care, consultant. It's not so much about the team. What it's about is the team is working hard to help the Johnson family do 3 things. Now, the brilliance in this is it's what they want when they sell their house. They want top dollar in a period of time that is convenient for them, and they want it hassle-free. So we're embedding those suggestions that this is what we're doing for their neighbor, and it's what we'll do for you when it's time for you to sell your house. Now, if you don't have a team, maybe you can include people that you work with. Maybe your broker will let you put their picture on there. Or if you have like a virtual transactional coordinator or you share a transaction coordinator, put their picture on. You could actually put your appraiser's picture on there or your title company rep's picture on there. If you have a termite guy that you use all the time or maybe a home inspector. Now, if you have a team like Jesse does, put the pictures of your team members up. Now, I put 12 pictures on there, and that seems to be about the max that you can get on a 1 page that's 8.5 by 11. And the pictures are sized big enough where you can still make out the image, and you can get the name and the title below the picture. Now, the reason this is so influential and has so much persuasion to it is you're showing them what they don't see. You're making the invisible visible. And the more that you can show people what's happening behind the scenes in an effort to help the neighbor, the more they see that they get that when they list with you. Now, just a quick note. If you're going to put this on letterhead and your name and your logo is at the very top of the letterhead, that becomes the headline. In future printing of all stationery, I would highly suggest that you put your company name and logo at the bottom of the page so we always have space to put great headlines. Headline is 85% of the communication. Headline is what gets people to read the rest of the communication. If it's your name and your logo, it slows the process down, maybe even kills readership. The best time for this letter to go out is about 2 days after the for sale sign goes up with the info box flyer attached to it. The reason why is when the sign goes up, that's when all the talk begins again. So there's been these communications from the seller with the why we're selling, and then there's the private open house. Maybe they attend, maybe they don't, but then they get the flyers in the mail. There's still no for sale sign up. And then the sign pops up and the chatter begins again in that little neighborhood there. And then the letter comes out that says, meet the team that's working hard to help the Johnson family do three things. And you're focusing in on those three things that you want to do for them when it's time for them to sell their house. This is genius. So take full advantage of this. Create a system so when you take a listing, these four steps happen automatically, predictably, consistently, every time, all the time, and you will dominate your market. Okay? I will see you in tool number 5. Thanks.